This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.
1, 2, 3, go!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sports Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. Tim and I are back together.
Yes, sir.
It's been a while. I can't remember. What was the last episode we did? The Super C one.
Yes, the activation.
When we did the blind tasting and with Chummy.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And Chummy and I won the blind tasting.
Yeah, I can't defend myself there. I did lose. It's unfortunate.
But you gave us a more or less game.
Yes.
And me and you play it all the time.
All the time.
All the time. So you'd think I'd have a lot of practice and I'd sort of be better able to guess and sort of put in those educated guesses. And then I drew with Chummy. And you got me on a tennis one about Federer's most, the number of wins he's had in his career, which, yeah, I was quite disappointed. But anyway, we're back for a new show,
yes.
Another day. We're going to play more or less, and then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the class of 25, some of the standouts from the year, some of our class of 24 people who've been shining.
Yeah,
I may or may not have some of them in my more or less as well, so it's just...
It's fine. I should be good.
Would you like to ask me first or answer first?
So you've changed the way you ask the question.
I've changed the question.
Do you have a coin somewhere? You know what? No, you ask me first.
I'm going to ask you first. Okay.
Let's see how you set the stage. We each
have four questions to ask the other. Let's see. Right. Bayanda Walaza.
Okay.
Sinesipo Dambile.
Yeah.
Bradley Nkwena. Mm-hmm. And Akani Simbine won 4x100 meter gold last Sunday at the World Relay Champs.
Such a beautiful race.
It was incredible, especially Akani's last 100. When he had to... How he just drew him in, overtook him. It was spectacular to watch. Was their time quicker or slower than 37.5 seconds? World leading time for the year.
Faster.
Slower.
Okay. By how many point seconds are we talking?
So I said, was it faster or slower than 37.5? It was 37.61.
Okay, see, now this is... you would think I would have learned this by now, that you were going to pick just over or just under. But no,
yes.
I don't learn.
So well,
I
this you still only would... You would say faster or slower. Did you think it was a lot faster? Maybe. Or what?
Honestly, Alex,
You just thought I wouldn't put it in and then say that they were actually slower. But yeah, they were slower. 37.61. It's a world best time. It's a season's best for that team. So absolutely fantastic. And Piando Alaza, just out of school to be doing that. Olympic silver medal, now World Relay Champs gold medal. Very, very cool.
There has to be something. There's something in the water up there, man.
At Curo.
At Curo.
At Curo Hazeldine specifically.
There's like, school lunches. Maybe that's it. The tuck shop. The tuck shop must have something different.
I don't know who's training our athletes at the moment, because the 4x100, 4x400, gold in both of those,
yep.
And then bronze in the 4x400 women's. It's fantastic. But you don't get a point. So we're all square. Thanks. And it's just time for you to ask me.
All right. Do I let you choose?
I don't know. You always ask this, but...
Because, okay, so there are two school sports questions.
Okay.
There's one football one, and then obviously there's one rugby.
You love giving me football. Okay, let's start with rugby. I want to...
You want to... Wait, school or no, just laws?
Laws. Okay, let's start with my domain first, because it can either go well, and then it's like, yeah, it's expected, but then if it goes badly, it sucks for me, so I just want to get it done.
This is... It's an interesting strategy. I thought you'd rather want to end on a high to make sure you got a point. Because if you get it wrong now, then your confidence
doesn't
might
matter.
Wane.
I'll win.
Oh, okay.
It sure. Doesn't make a difference.
Sure thing, Alex. So, according to World Rugby, by their outlined laws, a scrum off can make a number of offenses at scrum time while throwing the ball in.
Yes.
Can they make more or less than 6 offenses?
Oh, and you know what? I always get annoyed by this because there are, it's a list of them, isn't it? It says the ball must be thrown, and then it says straight in one movement so that it first touches the ground before something or other. With both hands, I think it does say, it doesn't say for the lineup, but it does say with both hands. And none of these, by the way, ever get blown. Straight with one movement so that it first touches the ground.
So you've never blown on any of these?
No, we don't really. And they don't usually happen, apart from a straight one, but no one in the world does that. Okay, wait. Straight, so that it first touches the ground before touching a player. In one movement, with both hands. In the middle of the scrum, probably. So that's at least five. And you said more or less than six. Why do I feel like it goes to at least G? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Oh, I am feeling a G in there because it's numbered in letters. It's lettered. Okay, so I'm going to say more.
You're correct. It is seven.
Is it exactly
it
seven?
It is exactly seven. It does go to G. Some of them, I was scrolling through the laws.
Yes.
Like, there are this many ways for an offense?
Yes, because at the scrum, there's like 51 different things that can be blown up, I think. I'm bringing up World Rugby laws here. That's how quickly I can pull it up.
Well, you have the app, don't you?
I do have the app. Right, the throw. When both sides are square, stable, and stationary, the scrum throws in the ball. From the chosen side.
Mm-hmm. What's the chosen side?
You can choose. The scrum can stay on either side. Usually the loose head side, because it's easier for the hooker, but they can actually choose. And without fail, if a scrum off chooses to stand on the other side, I always get the other team asking me if they can do that. So from the chosen side, from outside the tunnel.
You imagine they're just inside and they're like, you know, I'm going to put the ball down here.
Without delay. Okay, a single forward movement at quick speed straight so that it first touches the ground inside the tunnel. Okay, so I had a couple of those sort of vaguely there, but yeah.
Yeah, the straight one never happens. I've never seen a ball enter the scrum straight.
And that's the one you'd think you'd see blown up. All the others like, yeah, they're just not going to be. Okay, cool. So that's 1-0. I thought about putting a football question in for laws and stuff, but then I was like, I don't know enough about it, so I couldn't. But I will give you the option. There are two school questions and one football question left.
Yeah, let's start with schools.
Okay. Grey College recently lost a rugby match at home to Paul Khim.
I have this question.
I haven't said what the question is.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Before this year, did they lose at home? Well, the last time they lost at home, was it more or less than 6 years ago?
More with eight.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And it was exactly 2017. And two? Not that that's the question.
Paul Roos?
Paul Boys.
Paul Boys.
Who they also just lost to the other week, but not at home. Last weekend, they lost to Paul Boys. And the week before... before that, they lost to Paul Khim. So, yeah, but Paul Khim was at home. First time they lost at home in 8 years, which is crazy. You
know, sometimes it's nice to watch dynasties fall.
And that's the thing, is that Grey College loses three times in the season and people are like, oh, it's a bad Grey College side. But actually, no.
Especially because they play a lot of games because it's not just regular season. It's all the festivals that begin.
Yeah, they play all the festivals. They play the World Sports Festival, the Schools Festival. They play everything. And then Grey College plays Craven Week.
Grey College first and second.
Yes. Yeah.
And a bit of thirds at an Academy Week.
Exactly. Right. So you get a point. It's 1-1. I think it's fair that you ask
keep
your
energy going.
You
energy.
Ask your Grey College question.
So again, you've said the historics that I'm so glad I didn't ask this because in my phrasing of my question, it talks about the number of years.
So, oh, that's amazing.
But basically, you saw it. Great game. Yes. Cracking game. Was the cumulative score between both teams more or less than 75 points?
Jeepers. Oh, now I must remember the score because I knew the score. It was 37-20 something. But if it's 37-20, then it's only in the 50s or 60s. Unless it's like 37-29. Flip. No. No, my maths is so bad. That's still in the 60s. Less.
Yeah, you're correct. Cumulative score 74 points.
Okay. So I wasn't actually as close as I thought then.
Yeah, it was 43-31.
Okay.
Tight game.
Yes.
A lot of tries scored. Very fun game to watch.
Yeah.
But hey, Dynasty 4.
I deal with too many scores every week on OPN 216. I forget. But
between that and you reffing on the weekends?
And the worst thing is that when you ref, you have to keep track of the score as well. Because sometimes the scoreboards go down for club rugby. We're required to, and we have to sign off at the end. So,
and some games you don't have a scoreboard there.
And then you've got to keep it all up here. And then you suddenly don't forget to say it to yourself. And you're like, oh, how many tries did they score? Did they convert? Was it a penalty? So, yeah, that's why I can be forgiven for forgetting it. But luckily, I knew it was less than 75, which makes it 2-1. And now you have the option of one school question and a football question.
I'm going to take the football question.
Okay. The Kaizer Chiefs.
Okay.
Won the recent Soweto Derby.
Yes, yes.
But did they score more or fewer than 3 goals?
It was either 3-1 or 2-1. Wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Well, I said more or fewer than 3 goals.
4-2. There's a lot of scores. Again, I watch a lot of football on the weekend. There's a lot of scores. I want to see more.
No. Fewer. You were right when you said 2-1. It was 2-1. So you knew.
I did.
You
know.
Had it locked. You had it hidden away there.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Okay, so it stays.
Well, I mean, I'm going to take that as a personal point for me because I did know the score. I just didn't trust myself.
Okay. If you want to look at it like that, you're weak and it remains 2-1.
All right. Okay, so let's... Do we keep it? All right, then let's keep it footy-wise. A lot of football. Love the Premier League.
Yes.
Great league.
I'm just bracing myself.
Bracing yourself. The winners of the Premier League this season have... They have clinched the titles about 2 weeks ago, and the winners were...
Were they your people?
No.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Liverpool?
Yes, it was Liverpool.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm like you, I'm not trusting myself. Weak. Yeah.
Yes. But yes, City in this great span of era set a Premier League record for total points in their season. Is this record higher or lower than 95 points?
So they scored 95 points for the league, right? And is that you get... like 4 points if you win.
I'm not going to help.
Okay, so it's probably something like you get 4 points if you win and a bonus point. So you can get maybe 5 points from a win. I don't know if you score X number of goals. Maybe that's how you get a bonus point. I don't know. But there are a lot of teams in the Premier League, I think. I don't know how many. Surely there are at least 20. There are exactly 20. Okay, thank you for that. And then you probably play everyone home and away. So it's possible to get that many points, but I feel like I would have seen a post somewhere about more than that. So I'm going to say fewer.
You're incorrect. It was more. They scored 100 points in a single season.
Wow.
Which was 32 wins, 4 draws, and 2 losses.
Only 2 losses.
Only 2 losses to Liverpool, and I think it was United.
That's crazy. Only 2 losses.
Yeah,
wow.
They really overran the league.
Okay, well, I've learned something there, and it stays 2-1. And you have one more question. So you can make it a draw before my final question.
And with my final question, I could make it a draw.
Yes. So you can put the pressure on me here.
Okay.
Part of our class of 2024.
Yep.
Leandert Kukamoer.
Yes, yes, yes.
He ran in South Africa's 4x400-meter World Relay Champs gold medal team.
Yes.
But
you're asking about the time or...
Nope.
Yes, what's the question?
Is he younger or older than 19?
No, he's younger. He's 17.
He was yesterday. Today he's 18.
Oh, okay.
As
you
we
were
record,
when you broke the record.
As we record, he has just turned 18.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
So, when this comes out.
From Super Sports Schools, a slightly belated happy birthday. But yeah, I thought I'd get you on that one, so it's 2-all.
See, and I just remember the headlines, youngest gold medal.
Yeah.
Award when
yeah
I remember that and I was like 17
and I guess I said 19 and it's unlikely youngest if he's already 20. So if he hadn't turned 18 today, then I would have said is he younger or older than 18. That would have been made it a bit more exciting, but yeah, okay, cool.
Other than the fact that actually how would that have worked?
Well, he's either 17 or 19 then. Yeah, Okay, but you knew. It wouldn't have worked anyway because you knew.
Yes, I did.
Right, final question, please.
Final question. Still on schools. Do you catch any of the Balgatrex Girls Hockey Challenge?
I've seen some of the results.
Yes, yes.
So if you ask me specifically about a result I've seen, I might.
Don't worry, it's not on that. Parham, Herschel, 0-0, 3-2 and penalties.
Oh.
Tight, nail-biting game.
Yeah.
From the overall tournament, were there more or less than 45 teams that participated?
Okay, so if it's a tournament, it presumably has to be an even number. Unless they had some pool with a different number of teams, but they wouldn't have, so they would have. It would have been an even number, which doesn't help me because then it's like, oh, it's 44 or it's 48. I feel like 48 is a nice number. But so is 40, because that's a lot of schools, but it's teams. So you could have more than one team. So I really don't actually know. I feel like more than 45 is incredible. It's a lot of schools, and I'm happy for them if it was that, but I'm going to say it's less.
You should really think more about school sports, man. It was 52 teams.
Whoa. Okay.
52 teams across three age groups.
Yeah.
And 14, 16, 19.
Very cool. But, yeah, oh, so we draw.
So we did that? Did I not call it?
So I've drawn with you now. I drew with Chummy in the last show.
To think this was your game and you can't seem to win.
Because I'd like to give you a chance. I can't make it too hard.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the class of 25, taking a look at some of the players who've been really standing out this year and some of the athletes. And we'll also look at some of our class of 2024 people who are standing out as well. See you in a bit.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast. You might call it living your best life, but we call it Spur Cheeseburger Mondays. Because for only $84.90, Mondays become legendary when you can choose between 100% pure beef, succulent chicken, delicious soya, or tender rib cheeseburger. All served with Spur-style crispy onion rings and golden chips. So, when life gives you Mondays, enjoy a Spur cheeseburger. T's and C's apply. Spur. People with a taste for life.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast.
Welcome back to the Super Sports Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. Earlier on, we did the more or less game. Mm-hmm. We drew, which means I've now drawn two shows in a row, which means I'm going to stop playing the game and just get another guest to go against you, because this is, it's not fun anymore. I make these games because I think, oh, they're fun. I can do well.
And then I set you a quiz and you get like four right or...
I did that quiz this year or last year when I got about four. Hey, yeah,
I think it happens every time.
Yeah, okay.
I get to set a quiz for you.
Do you know what? For our 100th episode, maybe there'll be another chance for you to set me a quiz. Something like that. We're on our way. 93 episodes as of this one. It's been a long 3 years.
It's been a fun 3 years though.
That is also true.
A lot of good school sport. A lot of interesting characters.
So for class of 25, some people putting their names or their hands up. We'll talk about one in athletics in a moment, but anybody standing out for you?
I mean, standing out from last year again, still Ethan Adams.
Yeah.
What a talent.
Yes.
What a big lad. What a quick lad. It's beautiful to see.
He's huge. He's fast. He's got hands.
He's the full package. He's what rugby coaches pray for. And Grey College got him.
There's a reason Sput calls him the tank, is because he just bulldozes through people. It's crazy. But somebody we spoke about at the start of the show, Leandert Kukumoer.
Yes, Kukumoer.
He's just turned 18 years old. He was in China and has a gold medal for a world relay 4x400.
And his split was pretty damn competitive. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was like 44-26. It was pretty good.
And he did that while he was still 17. We'll claim he was a week away from turning 18, but he was still 17. What were we doing?
What was I doing a week off 18?
Matric. We were.
I was doing prelims.
Yeah, we were sitting and doing our prelims and worrying about passing matric, and here he was winning a gold medal against the best runners in the world.
It's inspiring to watch, but it's also crazy because I mean I know I was there at some stage. Where is this talent coming from?
And
how is it so mature?
We also spoke about Boyanda Walaza, who we spoke about last year at length, because he was in the class of 24 as well. Silver medal at the Olympics, and now also a gold world relay medal. I don't think I realized while I was still in school, before super sports schools, how good our athletics is. And I think it's been getting better, because these youngsters coming, it's just crazy.
South Africa is such a country with so much raw talent that given the platform, they kill it. You look at the athletics, you look at the swimming, at the world, at the African champs, killing it. They just need the opportunity, and some of them have gotten given it. Some of them are just flying away with it.
Let's talk about swimming then. At the Junior African Champs, Adrian van Wyk broke the Junior African meet record and won gold. Swimming was not something I was particularly good at school. I always say if I did a triathlon, by far the hardest part for me would be swimming, because I do one lap of the pool.
I mean, biathlon, you can just skip the swimming. You just do the running and
duathlon. Cycling.
Yeah.
Because they're pedantic. So biathlon, I think, involves swimming, but a duathlon is run, cycle, run. Yeah.
You could be pretty good at that.
I could do that. So here's me saying I've run a marathon, and if I did two laps of a 50-meter pool, I'd be dying.
At least you can do a marathon.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive in itself.
That is true. And then another thing, the Team South Africa at those junior champs were the top of the medal table.
Mm-hmm.
25 golds, 52 medals overall. So absolutely smashing it. That was in Cairo. And then both the top male and top female performances of the champs were from Team South Africa. Jessica Thompson, who was in our class of 24, and then Adrian van Wyk. So that's crazy.
So she verbally committed to Virginia. So
yes, yeah.
Getting that outside talent, and then she'll get trained there and then come back and bring South Africa medals.
Well,
we love it.
I do think if you're a very good swimmer, America is where the best facilities in the world for swimming are. I know Tux is great, but America is...
Yeah.
It gave the world Michael Phelps. So really, there's not much better than that. Well, there's nothing better than him. In the world of Olympics, nothing better than Phelps, but America's great with this.
It's one of the few sports that you can't have a GOAT conversation because it's Michael Phelps.
Yeah, it's impossible. Yeah, there are a couple people close and you compare them across eras. He's just so far ahead. So I'm hoping the next Michael Phelps comes from one of these talented swimmers we have. Talking about another sport then, a bit different. Did you play any chess ever? Can you play chess? First question.
So I can physically play chess.
Yes.
I understand the rules.
Okay, that's the same
as
me.
And I can move.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I can't win at chess, though. I'm that's very bad.
I think we should play a game on a show one day.
And just watch us both fail at it.
And sure. It would just drive people insane who actually know how to play. Because this is what happened 2 years ago in 2023. Mm-hmm. Yashil Modi, we know, was on the show. He played against
me. Didn't he beat you blindfolded?
Yes. Yes.
He didn't know where your pieces were and you could still...
Well, he remembered where they were. And that's apparently for good chess players. That's not too difficult. They can do that. I've even seen videos where guys are blindfolded and play against five people at once and beat all of them. But anyway, so I knew he was going to beat me. Yeah. Obviously, he was a FIDE master at 18. But it was about how quickly he could beat me. And it took like a couple minutes and then I was gone.
At least you didn't get beaten in six moves.
Okay, there is that. There is that. It could have been worse. But talking about chess, we have a new youngest international master, Caleb Levitin.
Yes.
14 years and 10 months old. He's South Africa's 10th international master, and he's the youngest ever. He's got a FIDE rating of 2,400. 14 years and 10 months.
The funniest thing is, again, I didn't know much about chess, and I had to learn about the rankings. And so I know there's FIDE Masters just before, and then there's something just before that. He got that rank at like 8. He was FIDE Master by 11, and then now he's International Master by 14. What? What's going on here?
So I think we need to have him on the show, but I'm scared that we won't be able to keep up with him intellectually.
Yeah, there's a potential for that.
Do you know what? We can get him blindfolded, play both of us.
At the same time. And then...
And we just time how long it takes.
Then we switch boards so that he actually doesn't know which board is which. We could have a chance there, Alex. I think we have a chance there.
I think it can be a challenge to see which of us survives the longest. Yeah, I think there's a...
I think there's an episode.
Okay, there. I think we've got to do that. We've got to do that. But it won't be long. And we can also... we can predict how long we think it will take for him to just destroy us. Yeah, okay. Right, but we'll need physical boards because I'm not remembering.
Oh, no, no.
Knight to e4, I'm like, where is e4?
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right, well, that's a challenge. And next time, come with an easier, more or less game so that I can win. Because I feel like I haven't won for a while.
Okay, but hear me out. That mine was always, easy.
And mine are always easy. No, we both need to just lower our standards.
No. Because if you win too many times, you get big-headed, and then I have to feel bad.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, we'll play another more or less next time on the show. Next week's episode, though, is the final episode for the month, so it's going to be one of our quiz shows. We'll see you there for that. But for now, from all of us here at the Super Sports Schools podcast, brought to you by Spur, bye-bye.
This has been the Super Sports Schools podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.